Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday, March 7, 2021. Can you believe it? We're actually in the month of March already. Hi. Yeah, time is really not waiting on any of us. In Psalm 119, verse 105, David declared, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, we meet Saul, the king of Israel, and Samuel the prophet. The Lord had sent Samuel to instruct Saul to go down and utterly destroy the people of Amalek, as they had laid wait for Israel when they came out of Egypt, meaning they had came out against Israel to fight against them when God was taking them out of Egypt. You can read more about this story in Exodus chapter 17 and Deuteronomy chapter 25. Samuel told Saul that the Lord said he is to spare nothing, no human being, no animal, nothing. But as we read further down in the chapter, we learn that Saul went ahead and slayed the people except for the king, King Agag, as well as they spared the best of the spoils, the animals. On his way back, Samuel met Saul as the Lord had visited him and told him what Saul did, as well as that it repented him to have made Saul the king. Samuel then had the talk with Saul. He asked him why he did not do as the Lord commanded in verse 19, to which Saul responded, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which would have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal." And Samuel said, "Had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, which is actually punishable by death, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, which is worshipping other gods. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king." And Saul said unto Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." As I reflect on the words of Saul, I can't help but think of all those times when I myself chose to be stubborn, or chose to do some of, or the opposite of what God instructed me to do, because I too feared what man may think. And the truth is, if you examine your life as well, you'll probably find instances where you chose to either follow some of God's instructions, none of God's instructions, or do the opposite of what God instructed you to do. Remember, I shared with us some weeks ago that sin is not just doing what God says we are not to do, but it is also not doing what God instructs us to do, which is what happened to Saul. He thought that by doing some of what God said, that God would be pleased with him. This also serves as a great reminder that God requires for us to be fully surrendered to his will and his ways, and not a partial surrender. Samuel told Saul that God is more interested in our willingness to follow his instructions, his laws, his statutes, than he is in the sacrifices or offerings that we present to him. In Proverbs 21 verse 3, the author wrote, "To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." My prayer for us is that as we go through each day, that we will desire to be more obedient to the voice of God, whether through his words or through the leading of the Holy Spirit. May his peace be with you until we meet again. Take care.